Okay, we've just been at the Theatre Royal Stratford East, and we've been, as part of their open stage, we were seeing the Miriam Gospel. I think that's what it was called, wasn't it, John?
It was, yes. It's part one of 10 plays, I think, that they're doing in a
10
week.
10 plays this week.
10 yes. plays. See, yes, stay 10 days, see 10 plays.
Yes.
No, stay 5 days, see 10 plays.
Yes. Good value.
A very, very broad spectrum of new writing curated by the rather wonderful Ricky Beadle Blair. Mm. And what we saw tonight was a kind of very personal take on the history of gay relationships and gay politics in the 20th century, mm. set against a background of racial and class hatred.
Mm. Which was very topical for London.
Very topical for London. I think the writer Ben Fensham said that some of the inspiration for the play came out of what happened in the Tottenham and South London riots last year.
Yes.
But what he wanted to do was pit against each other the sort of gang culture of black youth and the sort of right-on attitudes of campaigning gays.
Yes, but in the bits where you might have nodded off, and I think it was the pizza we had before the meal.
And the fact that the theatre was extremely overheated.
Oh, yes, there was that too. But, you know, there was also quite a lot of surrealism in it. It was quite funny, but also going through the history of what is a gay, I guess, and what is a relationship. And I thought that was quite fascinating.
Yes, yes. It examines a lot of things to do with identity, and it asks you have to ask yourself your own questions about your identity and how do you identify as a person who has a lot of different strata within them. You know, are you a gay first, or are you a middle class first, or are you left wing or right wing, or, you know, what are you?
Left field.
Left field. They use that quite a lot.
Yeah. But yes, it was quite fascinating all up, and I think he had some interesting things to say, and it'd be great to see this become, go on a journey of having a large.
Yeah, we've seen it as a rehearsed reading.
Yes. But we're going to have to talk louder now because we're going past the skating rink. Yeah.
It's definitely a play that's worthy of elevating into a full scale production. Because apart from anything else, I thought that the dialogue was very, very naturalistic. I think he's got a very good ear for dialogue, and he's reproduced it extremely well.
Yes, exactly. Well, there you go. We didn't tweet about it while they were having a question and answer, but we did a boo at the end, I think.
I think they've been well served by the boo.
Yeah, a boo is as good as a tweet, I think, in anyone's book. Yes.